We'd make slop out of bran and ground up peas and wheat and corn and put it in the barrels and sour it and fill those troughs full and open up the lot. You couldn't hardly fill the troughs without you had a place cut off to put the troughs to get in there and have 150 head of hogs or 100 head. You'd have to have them place shut off to and fill those troughs with your slop and then turn them hogs in, and they was hogs in.
What about a place on the barn? I think you mentioned this before, where the cows can get in under the rain, get out of the rain.
Sheds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the place inside the barn where the horses are kept.
Stables.
And then out, if you ever milk the cows outside, you might take a rail and put it off in the corner of a field. Did you ever do that, to milk a cow outside? So it have a, did you ever have a little place outside?
Oh, right? Yes. Fixed pens out on the outside to keep a calf or something in.
I mean, for milking a cow.
Well, I'd admit, a lot of people, where they had pastures, no barn for them to come to, would build a pen out in the field to put the cow in to milk her, and then they could turn her back out and put her back in the pen the next morning and milk her twice a day. And they'd put her in the pen and milk her and then turn her back out in the pasture. But we always brought our milk cows into the barn.
I see. Would they call that pen anything in particular?
Huh?
Would they call that pen out there?
No, just a pen built, a milk pen. They'd, a lot of people call it a milk pen.
And how about a shelter for hogs?
Well, a lot of people built shelters for hogs. My daddy let them come in around the crib sheds and things like that in bad weather. We had a big woodland that hogs run in when in the fall, in the spring of the year.
That's when they still had open range?
Open range, yeah, a large woodland.
Did you have something with a floor in it for the hogs?
No, back at that time we never did. Wait a minute. Yeah. A lot of people just had fattening three or four hogs, or three or two or three hogs, would have a hog pen with a floor in it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I've done that myself, and where you're fattening a big bunch of hogs back at that day and time. Now they've got hog parlors to fatten them in now, but we didn't have nothing like that back in that day and time. In fact, about it in the fall of the year, about this time of year, a little later, you'd fence off a field of corn if you had a lot of hogs like my daddy had raised. Fence off 5 or 6 acres and turn the hogs in, let them eat that down, and then run the wire around 5 or 6 acres more and let them eat that down, and by that time maybe they was ready to go to market.
Mm-hmm. But they eat up every bit of it, huh?
Oh yes. You'd buy a bunch of pigs to run in after they begin to get fat. They'd waste a lot of corn if you didn't have a bunch of shoats or pigs running in after them to pick up that loose grain that they left. Always buy some shoats to her pigs. Maybe to have them without having to buy them. But a lot of times you didn't have them, you'd get out and buy a bunch up and turn in there to take care of that, and they'd come on later and make hogs.